Welcome to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron with you for another program of folk music from various parts of the world. I hope you're getting through the COVID experience unscathed. So far, so good around this part of the world, so fingers crossed. We'll start the program today with something a little up-tempo, I think. This is Sugar in the Gourd by Rhys Jones, Jeff Miller and Jim Nelson from an album, one of their albums called Mississippi Square Dance. COVID-19, what an effect it's having. Extraordinary times we live in. We'll play a special track now for the residents of southern Sydney. Crossroad Blues.
Down.
extraordinary song, isn't it? Crossroads. From Robert Johnson, of course. One of only about two dozen tracks, I think, that he recorded, or at least still existing, Crossroads. And for those not in New South Wales or not currently involved with the COVID pandemic, there's a hotel in southern Sydney called the Crossroads Hotel, and it's caused a little bit of angst in recent times. Okay, enough of that. Next track, thanks to Roger Hargraves for reminding me of the existence of this. It's a track called Bagpipe Music, and it's from an album by a Battlefield band called Room Enough for All. It started life as a poem called Bagpipe Music, written by Louis McNeice, a Ulster-born poet, I think. And he wrote it after a visit to the Hebrides, Scotland's Western Islands. He wrote about the poem the following. On the surface, it's a nonsense poem, but it does have a nucleus of truth. It's dealing with the cultural decline of the Highlands and Islands in the 1930s and the clash of the indigenous folk culture and the new slick urbane culture, which is bound to supersede it. Who's writing this? I think it's Sean O'Donnell from Battlefield Band wrote, perhaps we can apply McNeice's misgivings to society in general, and maybe they are as relevant today as they were in the 1930s. Indeed, the rhythm of the poem was meant to reflect the music of Scottish bagpipe. Some other people have put words to the particular music. Sorry, other people have put these words to music, but this is the first time it's been twinned with actual bagpipe music. The melody that Battlefield Band put around this tune, this poem, is an old bagpipe tune, 6/8 time, best known as The Maids of Kintail. So here's a poem / song called Bagpipe Music from Battlefield Band.
It's no go the merry-go-round, it's no go the rickshaw. All we want's a limousine and a ticket for the peep show. Their knickers are made of crepe de chine, their shoes are made of python. Their halls are lined with tiger rugs and their walls with heads of bison. Donald found the corpse, put it under the sofa, waited till it came to life and hit it with a poker. Sold its eyes for souvenirs, sold its blood for whiskey, kept its bones for dumbbells to use when he was 50. It's no go the yogi man, it's no go Blavatsky. All we want's a bank balance and a bit of scared in a taxi. McDougal went to milk, caught her foot in the heather, woke to hear a dance record playing of old Vienna. It's no go your maidenheads, it's no go your culture. All we want's a dull-up tire, the devil meant a puncture. Hogmanay, declaring he was sober, counted his feet to prove the fact that found he'd 1 foot over. Mrs. Carmichael had her fifth, looked at the job with repulsion, said to the midwife, take it away, I'm through with overproduction. It's no go the gossip column, it's no go the Katie. All we want's a mother's help and a sugar stick for the baby. Murray caught his thumb, couldn't count the damage. Took the hide of an Ayrshire cow and used it for a bandage. His brother caught 300 grand when the seas were lavish. Threw the bleeders back in the sea and went upon the parish. It's no go the herringboard, it's no go the Bible. All we want's a packet of fags when our hands are idle. It's no go the picture palace, it's no go the stadium. It's no no go, the country caught the pot of pink geraniums. It's no go, the government runs, it's no go, the elections. Sit in your arse for 50 years and hang your hat in a pension. It's no go, me honey love, it's no go, me puppet. Work your hands from day to day, the winds will blow the profit. Glass is falling hour by hour, the glass will fall forever. But if you break the bloody glass, you won't hold up the weather.
Terrific poem. Terrific poem. Thanks again to Roger for reminding me of that one. As I said, Louis McNeice poem put to music by Sean O'Donnell and Battlefield Band in general. Or they didn't compose the melody. The melody is called The Maids of Kintail, but they made the decision to put that poem to it. The album, once again, Room Enough for All. Now, Chris Weil and Julie Matthews haven't been on the program for a long time. So we'll take one of their older tracks. It's called The Light in My Mother's Eye. I think I'll follow it with a song by Neil Murray, Australian singer and songwriter and author, activist. He was the only non-Indigenous member of the rock group The Warumpi Band. We'll hear him, one of his songs called Where My People Go. So Chris Weil and Julie Matthews, then Neil Murray. You're listening to Come All Ye.
Me. walking in the Fram forest, walking on a road where my people go. Walking in the rain, walking in the cold, where my people go. Pushing through bracken, fern tree and scrub, glimpse a waterhole below. Stealing through wire, climbing over posts, where my people go. Making fire, making heat, cooking on the coals, where my people go. From ridgeline to valley and distant mountain peak, where my people go. In the middle of the day, two eagles fly away, I wonder what they know. In the shade of a blackwood, I rest my weary bones, where my people go. Where my people go. Tracking stars overnight, rising with the sun, where my people go. Crossing a swamp, studying the swans, where my people go. Just a dot on a great trackless plain, thinking I was home. Walking all day with the wind in my face, where my people go. Where my people go. Walking on Kare, walking on Japaron, where my people go. Following a river, following a song, where my people go. Scars on ancient red gums, secrets all their own, I wonder what they know. In the deep of the night, I hear a mopo cry, where my people go. Where my people go.
And Where My People Go. Before that, Chris Hoyle and Julie Matthews with The Light in My Mother's Eye. We'll speed things up a little now. James Bryan is a rather fine American old-time fiddler. He played with Bill Monroe, so he can go beyond old-time music into the world of bluegrass. Originally from Mentone, Alabama, he has a quite distinctive fiddling style, and it's, I think anyway, various other fiddle players around this part of the world think he's rather good. He also has played with the Rising Fawn String Ensemble, Norman and Nancy Blake, that lot. We're going to hear him now with Carl Jones accompanying. This is from an album called Cricket's Lullaby that they recorded together, and it's rather nice. We'll hear a tune about which I know very little. It's called Cleveland's March to the White House, a tune that comes from Emmett Lundy of Galax, Virginia. Style, I think, James Bryan and Carl Jones on guitar. Lovely album, that one, Cricket's Lullaby. Cleveland's March to the White House. And he made it too. Got to the White House. Didn't stay all that long, but anyway, he made it. Grover Cleveland, President of the United States. They've had some interesting presidents over there, haven't they? My goodness, yes. Right, enough of that. This is Come All Ye, and it's time to introduce you to the featured album on the program today, and it's, I think, the third solo album by John Doyle. John Doyle, a very fine Irish rhythm guitarist and singer and songwriter and tune writer. This album, The Path of Stones, which is released in May 2020, on the Compass Records label, is almost entirely his own compositions. They're made up of his own compositions, with one exception, and that's the first track, which is what we'll hear right now. It's called The Rambler from Clare.
First of my journey that ever was known, I straight took my way to the county Tyrone, where among the pretty maidens they used me well there, and they called me the stranger and the rambler from Clare. It was then I enlisted in the town called Fermoy, but so many masters I could not comply. I deserted next morning, the truth I declare, and for Limerick town went a rambler from Clare. I made my way then to the town of Tralee, where I fell a courting young Sally McGee. Well, I first gained her favour and then left her there, and now they're in search of the rambler from Clare. like a deserter, my case to bewail. I was taken and captured in the town of Rakhil. Then off to headquarters, they had me repaired. And in that black hole stuck a rambler from Clare. Oh, I took off my hat and I made a low bow in hopes that the colonel would pardon me now. Pardon he gave me was hard and severe. Oh, bind him, confine him, he's a rambler from Clare. Innocent mother got a woeful surprise. My loving father, his shouts reached the skies. Brave boys, said my father, arms now prepare, and bring me my darling and a rambler from Clare. It was then we assembled in harmonious throng, with our guns on our shoulders, we were 10,000 strong. Well, the firing began with our boys in the rear. They broke the jail door and took the rambler from Clare. And we made our way then to the barony of Fort, where some of our heroes lay in camps before. Well, the firing began, I can't tell you from where, but our chief commander was a rambler from Clare. The United Man. I cannot stay home in my own native land. So off to America I must quickly repair, and leave all my friends in that sweet part of Clare. Farewell to my father, wherever he be. Likewise to my sweetheart, young Sally McGee. Well, the ship she lies ready, and the wind blows fair. He is gone, God be with him, the rambler from Clare.
Rambler from Clare. First track we'll hear from the featured album on the program today. It's called The Path of Stones, and it comes to us from John Doyle, a much recorded Irish musician, singer, songwriter, tune composer. He didn't compose that one. It's the only one on the album he didn't compose. Well, actually, he did compose the music, but not the lyrics. The Rambler from Clare. The album features some very fine musicians apart from John Doyle. We've got Rick Epping, Kathy Jordan, who, of course, is the singer with the wonderful band Dervish, John McCusker, Mike McGoldrick, Duncan Wickle. Duncan Wickle plays cello, I think, on most tracks. There's a trio that's rather fine that exists. I don't know whether it's got a name apart from the names of the performers, but John Doyle, John McCusker and Mike McGoldrick play together, so there's good guitar, good fiddle and good flute. That lot. But anyway, they come together along with those other people and more on this featured album today, The Path of Stones. I'll play another track very shortly after another couple of tracks between. First one is from Lauren McColl. Lauren McColl is a fiddle player who has collected quite a nice lot of tunes for an album called When Leaves Fall. When Leaves Fall, yes. We'll hear a track that she chooses to call The Futter Rat with the Grey Tail. And that indeed is the name of one of the four tunes. Four tunes in this set. It's a traditional tune. And a futter rat, F-U-T-T-E-R-A-T. Save you looking it up. It's weasel. A weasel. An old Scottish term for a weasel. First tune of the set, Ali Bobo. Which was a... Yes, Ali Bobo, James Scott Skinner composition. Then The Futter Rat with the Grey Tail, a traditional tune. Captain Miggies, another Skinner composition. And then Don't Lose the Lovely Girl. Yeah, Don't Lose the Lovely Girl. Or possibly Loose. It's spelt L-O-O-S-E, but that possibly questionable. Anyway, here's Lauren McColl. Thank you.
Now a man named Packer led five men through many a night and day. He'd heard of gold in Utah's hills and swore he knew the way. So that autumn they set out, trusting Packer's news. Six desperate men with much to gain and just their lives to lose. Six miners went to the mountains, oh, to hunt for precious gold. Fierce blew the winter winds and bitter bit the cold. Six miners went to the mountains, oh, with neither food nor shack. Six miners went to the mountains, oh, but only one came back. Began to say amongst themselves that Packer was a liar. Maybe out of recklessness, maybe out of greed, they kept their eyes upon their trail and Packer kept the lead. Six miners went to the mountains, oh, to hunt for precious gold. Fierce blew the winter winds and bitter bit the cold. Six miners went to the mountains, oh, with neither food nor shack. Six miners went to the mountains, oh, but only one came back. Scraps of food ran out and snow poured from the sky. But one by one the miners, they began to die. When one man walked into town, they long had thought him dead. They say he looked both wild and tired, but Packer looked well fed. Six miners went to the mountains, oh, to hunt for precious gold. Fierce blew the winter winds and bitter bit the cold. Six miners went to the mountains, oh, to hunt for precious gold. Fierce blew the winter winds and bitter bit the cold. Six miners went to the mountains, oh, with neither food nor shack. Six miners went to the mountains, oh, but only one came back. But only one came back.
That's a group called... Well, it's an album by a fellow named Sam Kelly. The album is called The Lost Boys. We heard a song called Six Miners, which was written, I think, by one of the members of the group. In fact, the banjo player, Jamie Francis. Interesting album. Sam Kelly is always English, I think, English performer. He's always taken a fairly left-field approach to the music. and sometimes it works. That was a 2015 album called The Lost Boys. Another track now from the featured album, once again called The Path of Stones by John Doyle. An instrumental this time. See if you can work out why it's called The Elevenses. Just count the beats. Did you count the beats? Elevenses is the name of the track. 11-8 was the tempo. John Doyle, good guitarist. More from him in a little while. Here's a song called Bringing in the Sheaves, but it's not the old hymn version. This one was written, I think, by Jim Boyce, an English singer, best known in this program, I guess, for his work in the trio Coops, Boys and Simpson. Bringing in the Sheaves. This time we hear it from a group called the Roaring Forties. Jennifer Leese, I think, will take the lead in this.
Though it's way past harvest time, souls still toil and wagons rattle, corn still stands in rank and line and defies us all. We can see it in our past, blood will out and join the battle. Though we work in different ways, we're bringing in the sheaves.
Bringing in the sheaves, we're bringing in the sheaves. Though we work in different ways, we're bringing in the sheaves.
Though we started from the land, some do choose to roam. The hand upon the gliding plough is not for everyone. Changing seasons help us see that those who hear a different drummer, though not in one harmony, are bringing in the sheaves.
Bringing in the sheaves. Wakened by the kiss of summer, so the fruit of yesteryear becomes the year's new corn. Every stem has at its core part of those who went before. In turn they will be kept in store by bringing in the sheaves. Conclusion, bear in mind what example has begun. What you do today in kind has power for everyone. True strong names will pass along to our daughters and our sons. So may they in years to come be bringing.
Roaring Forties, they sing a lot of shanties. That one was not a shanty, obviously. Good song from Jim Boyce. The Roaring Forties at the time this was recorded were Robin Connaughton, Brian Grayson, Tom Hanson, Jennifer Leese, Margaret Walters and John Warner in surname alphabetical order. Shore Leave, yes, the album. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Bruce Cameron with you, 2 hours every Sunday or any time you like on the wonderful World Wide Web. You can get to podcasts of the program by searching for comeallye.com. Come all ye, one word. Come all ye, one word, .com. Or through the 2MCE website. That's a little more convoluted, so you might just prefer to do it the easy way, comeallye.com. And Now, two tracks. I will play two tracks from a formidable band called Dog Big and Dog Little. Dog Big and Dog Little are the local names of two hills that lie between the villages of Kilticlaur in North Leitrim and Derrygunnelly. Is that right? Derrygunnelly. Derrygunnelly, across the border in County Fermanagh. Ben Lennon and Seamus Quinn come from that region, and they're both on this in this group, along with Gabriel McArdle and Kieran Curran. Tracks we'll hear, The Mayday Hornpipe, a version of Killoran's Retreat, the first of the hornpipes, Killoran's Retreat, a tune made popular by Andy McGann, the great New York fiddle player. And the second is an unusual tune learned from Paddy McGurn of Boho in County Fermanagh. Then we'll follow it with a song called Now Westland Winds. I've played various versions of that song. It's a Robert Burns composition. This one is a little different because it's the version from Ulster, I suppose. It's sometimes called the Ode to Autumn. The sleeve notes tell us many women were admired by Robert Burns, the great Scottish poet, but few can have had so beautiful a song as Now Westland Winds addressed to them. Burns immortalised Margaret Thompson of Kirk Oswald in Ayrshire in this song. So, a couple of hornpipes, and then a love song.
Western winds and slaughtering guns, they bring autumn's pleasant weather. The moorcock springs on whirring wings, amongst the blooming heather, whilst the waving grain wide o'er the plain delights the weary farmer, and the moon shines bright as I live by night to muse upon my charmer. The pheasant it loves, the fruitful vales, the plover it loves, the mountain, the moorcock it hunts, the lovely dales, and the soaring heron, the fountain. O'er lofty groves, the cruiset it roves, the path of man to shun it, the hazel bush o'erhangs the troish, the spreading thorn and the linnet. Thus every kind its pleasure find, the savage and the tender. Some social they join, in leagues they combine, some sultry they do wander. But let us stray our gladsome way to view the path of nature, the rustling corn and the lamb newborn, and every happy creature. We'll gently walk and sweetly talk, whilst the silent moon shines clearly. I'll grasp your waist and fondly press, I say I love you dearly. Nocturnal shores to budding flowers, nor autumn to the farmer, so dear to me as you have been. You're my one, my lovely charmer.
Now, Westland Winds. Not my favourite version, I confess, but Gabriel McArdle giving it a good go, a red-hot go, as they say. He's the concertina player in that band called Dog Big and Dog Little. Before Westland Winds, we heard the Mayday Hornpipes, Cloran's Retreat, and a Mayday Hornpipe. Not sure. Another instrumental from John Doyle and the Path of Stones, featured album on the program. This time a set of reels, Killarney Reel, The Winding Stair, and Ross's Rambles. Killarney Reel, I think it's a village or a town or something or other, Killarney. And I think it's either where the album was recorded or where he lives or something like that. If you'll give me a moment, I'll do some research that I should have done before I started speaking. Nope, can't find it. Never mind. Killarney Reel, The Winding Stair, and then Ross's Rambles. And I do know that he does have a daughter of that name, Rossagh, Rossa. So if I'm not pronouncing that correctly, I offer her humble apologies. Thank you. Quite a few of the tracks on this featured album are instrumentals, as would be expected from such a fine musician as John Doyle. So I'd better play one or two more before we part company. There's another song I want to play at least, but we'll see how we go. Plenty of time left in the program. Nancy Kerr and James Fagan join the program now from an album called Starry Gazy Pie. This is a song that their old mate, sadly no longer with us, Alistair Hewlett, composed a long time ago. This is the song of a drinking man's wife.
Finished every drop.
finished every drop.
Of Nancy Kerr, the bouzouki of her husband James Fagan, and a song from Alistair Hewlett. Now a couple of tracks from the Hudson Swan Band. I haven't played anything from this album for such a long time. It's called Flight of Fancy. Hudson Swan used to be a member of the Tannehill Weavers, I seem to recall. And on this album, he plays fiddle, bouzouki, acoustic and electric guitars, bass, piano, synthesizer, programming, and he provides backing vocals. So it's surprising there's any need for anyone else. But Sue Swan does most of the lead singing. Stevie Lawrence is there, percussion, whistle, electric bouzouki, Tony Howard, guitar, Lindsay Hunt, flute, piano, synth. And there's a good selection of guest musicians coming in for the odd track here and there. So, what we'll hear is Greenstone Point and Bré Lochiel. Greenstone Point, composed by Hudson Swan, and the Brays of Lochiel, which is right in Cameron country, I should tell you, Lochiel. Traditional tune, Brays of Lochiel. And then a song that was written by Vin Garbutt. It has, as many of Vin Garbutt's, the late Vin Garbutt's songs, have, posing a question. It's called Danny Danielle. But first, a couple of tunes.
Thank you. Danielle.
Was a bit of a no good Nick, wasn't he? Danny Danielle. A song by Vin Garbutt, sung there by Sue Swan, as part of the Hudson Swan Band. And the album Flight of Fancy. Before that, those two tunes, Greenstone Point and The Braes of Lochiel. You're listening to Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron, whose forebears came from the Braes of Lochiel, I should mention just once again. Back to the featured album now. This is the wonderfully multi-talented John Doyle, Irish musician and singer, composer, with the title track from the featured album, The Path of Stones.
Walked on the path of stone, the wood of thorns surrounds me. At night, the lonesome call of owl, and at dawn, the cockerel crowing. Once more, the summer sun it comes, its dappled light adorning. It's from the west she came to me, now to the west returning. Well, for days I held you in my arms, no beauty could surpass you. Your lips as red as blood on snow, and your raven's hair about you. And we said we'd love each other till the seas they would run dry, and darkness roots sun, moon and stars from the western sky. Oh, when the time's at hand, keep my spirit strong. You keep me waiting for that promised land, your light upon me lingers. Oh, when the time's at hand, keep my spirit strong. You keep me waiting for that promised land, your light upon me lingers. Oh, I dreamed a dream the other night, Macog came a-calling. He weaves a spell and he casts it well, its light upon us forming. And I awake and I call you by your name, to no answer but the wind, crying out for all lost love, it seems, throughout the world resounding. Oh, when the time's at hand, keep my spirit strong. You keep me waiting for that promised land, your light upon me lingers. Oh, when the time's at hand, keep my spirit strong. You keep me waiting for that promised land, your light upon me lingers. Well, I've been a salmon in the pool, a red deer running fleetly. The savage soul of man as battle rages all about me. and now a birth, and now a death, a fire burning brightly. Well, I've been the wind on a raven's wing, as a storm it rages round me. Oh, and the time's at hand, keep my spirit strong. You keep me waiting for that promised land, your light upon me lingers. Oh, when the time's at hand, keep my spirit strong. You keep me waiting for that promised land, your light upon me lingers. Path of stone, the wood of thorns surrounds me. At night, the lonesome call of owl, and at dawn, the cockerel crowing. And I've lost love, and I've lost again, and no scar could prove deeper. And every step away from you, my heart, it just turns colder. Oh, and the time's at hand, keep my spirit strong. You keep me waiting for that promised land, your light upon me lingers. Oh, when that time's at hand, keep my spirit strong. You keep me waiting for that promised land, your light upon me lingers.
Title track from the featured album. It's called Path of Stones, written and performed there by John Doyle. I think we'll have time for one more from that album before the end of the program. And now I think we'll get a dose of the blues.
Before think I'll change my way of living, so I won't ride a car no more. Got up this morning, feeling round for my shoes. In the morning between midnight and day, you know, gets up in the morning, I say just between midnight and day, you know, I want to hug in the pillow, baby, while you shame, ain't that a low down dirty shame? Oh, ain't that a shame? That's a low down dirty shame. You know, I'm so sorry today, baby, that I ever know your little old name.
Yes, that's the blues. That's the blues from a terrific album, one of a quite extensive series of albums released by Stefan Grossman. That one called Country Blues Guitar, unusually featuring swagger people on there. On that track, we heard Son House, the great Son House from Mississippi, who died in 1988, so long gone now. This album was released first on vinyl, I think, and then the CD came much later. So, Son House singing Yonder Comes the Blues, with Stefan Grossman playing guitar and Paul Rowan playing harmonica. Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, two tracks. I'm going to rush through a couple of tracks here. This is an instrumental, The Mile House and Breakfast at Tea Bay by a group, English group called the Queensberry Rules. Two tunes concerning places of meaning for the band. The Mile House pub was where the beginnings of the band were formed, but don't go looking for it because it's now a Chinese restaurant. Breakfast at Tea Bay. They breakfasted at Tea Bay many a time on our way to Workington for recording sessions. And we always left empty of pocket but full of beans. Oh dear. Then we'll follow with a song that I've played before on the program called No Pardon. It concerns Admiral John Byng, B-Y-N-G. And if you live in the central west of New South Wales, where I'm sitting right now, you may be familiar with the small locality of Byng between Bathurst and Orange. 18th century British Admiral John Byng. He was court-martialed and executed for failing to engage the French fleet at the Battle of Minorca. His death has been described as the worst legalistic crime in the nation's annals. Well, nothing to live up to there. In 2007, family descendants and campaigners tried and failed to get a pardon for Admiral Byng. So after the instrumental track, listen carefully to the words. It's a first-person song about Admiral Byng. Terribly sorry. That's the wrong track. Now, what I meant to play was this one, because this is about Admiral Byng.
Mine is a name that history does not honor. I sailed ships that did not champion the seas. Ooh, but I never lost one. My crew were not swept by the tide. But I was branded a coward with nowhere to hide. They sent me to save the garrison at Minorca. I went there with pride but pleaded for more men and arms. Ooh, but they ignored me. We could not fight the French on our own. By not engaging in battle, my boys could come. To forgive me. I am the only admiral shut at sea. We sailed to Gibraltar without relieving the fort. Good news reached London, my duty it had not been done. Turn the public on me, so I return dishonored and facing fury. And nobody wants to forgive me.
Interesting, yes. That's the story of, well, one story of Admiral Byng from the Queensberry Rules. Queensberry Rules. Phil Hulse Duncan Wilcox and Gary Wilcox with a bunch of pals there to help them along. Thank you for your company today. That's about it from me. We'll go out with one final bit of a track from John Doyle, because it's pretty hot guitar work. See you next time, folks. Check comaldi.com for the playlist, and it'll point you to podcasts as well. They're a little bit behind at the moment, but we'll bring them up to date soon. Stick around. More good music on 2MCE coming your way.